Time once again for the Power of Potential with AIM Services, supporting people with disabilities and traumatic brain injury. Each week we check in with Executive Director Chris Lyons. Chris, how you doing, my friend?
Very well, Walt. Thank you. I'm hoping you're doing well in the chilly bunker of Lake George on this really quite crisp and cold Sunday.
Warm thoughts going on when you and I get together, finding a way to get through these difficult times.
Absolutely. I'm a little worried about you popping a cork every Sunday, my friend, at noon. But I know it's for a good cause, and we all love the wine guy, so.
Yeah, desperate times call for desperate measures.
I do want to tell your listeners to not give up hope about some of the negative news we're hearing about the supply of vaccinations and the distribution. It is continuing to happen. But I think everybody's now on the same page. We feel like there's a new dawn approaching COVID-19, and it's going to include a robust and effective vaccination distribution. And we hope AIM will be part of that effort. So it's going to be okay. And as you always do, my friend, that culture of kindness makes it a cool community. And can take a deep breath and trust and listen to each other. We will get through this.
Those are the kind of words that we need. And lately, we've been offering up some opportunities for some of the folks to share their stories. And again, this week, we've got a couple of folks who've been under your tutelage for the past 15 years and couldn't wait to tell us about some of the good news coming out of the agency.
It's very exciting to hear from some of our more veteran direct support professionals. The history of really demeaning abuse and neglect that many of the people with developmental disabilities had to face years ago in really awful conditions and developmental centers and community-based residents have really made a huge difference, but there's so much farther to go. We really are hoping for a full and robust staff with emotional intelligence that can make a difference in people's lives. New year, new career. We're always looking for committed people who will build consistent relationships, will commit to having a situation where they're creating lesser restrictive environment, more independence, and seeing the people, transcending their challenges and seeing the individuals for who they are. And Kate and Charity are perfect examples of that. They have been dedicated and committed since the day I walked through the door and got to know them. Those two women are there to make sure it happens. They do it in a person-centered way, kind, courageous, gentle, caring. They're amazing. And I'm so grateful they're going to have an opportunity to talk about their stories. And I hope it's inspiring to your listeners to consider coming to AIM.
Got them on the other line. As always, thank you for checking in and keep the faith. And thank you for your leadership at AIM Services. And look forward to talking to you again next week.
I want to thank you, my friend. Stay warm in there. I can mail you a blanket if you need it.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Take care, my brother.
And I have the good pleasure of talking with Regional Manager Charity Bostford. Good morning, Charity.
Good morning.
Now, you've been at AIM for many years, right?
Yep, just had my 15-year anniversary.
Congratulations. And first and foremost, again, I want to thank you for all the work that you do, and your dedication has been such an important and integral part of what the agency does. And can you tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the things that you do and also some of the rewards that come from it?
I manage three programs, two apartments and a residential home. The rewards I get is the relationships that I've built with the individuals I support. I have learned so many things from them, and everyone always thinks that we're here to teach them things. Yeah, you know, we're here to teach them stuff and, you know, help them be more independent, but the rewards we get are so much greater. Just their constant love and caring of everyone they come in contact with, and just watching them thrive is one of the greatest things I think I've ever done in my life.
How'd you get started in the field?
So I was working as a bus monitor for an autistic child, and I needed something else. I was also an EMT at the time, so I liked helping people. So I just kind of took the leap, did my interview. They gave me a chance, and I started out as a DSP for, I think it was 3 years, and I've been a manager ever since.
Can you tell us some of the joys that you've experienced?
The simplest things are like some of the greatest things in this job. Like one of the ladies I support loves to go out for coffee and just have a conversation during this pandemic. But it's the little things that you find joy in, and that's really just spending time with people. By the time the conversation is over, you have them laughing and understanding maybe a little bit better, you know, what actually is going on. During the virtual holiday party, I had the pleasure of working with the ladies at one of my apartments, and they loved it. And the gifts that they received, they were so person-centered, like to see their face light up because she knew somebody had picked that out special just for her. So it made the holidays so much better. It's the little things that make everything so worth it.
And it is all about, you know, being in the moment with the individuals. And I think that's something we can take away for all of us, that the little things suddenly become more important.
Honestly, for me, it's like the job of my dreams. It's rewarding. Again, it goes back to the relationship that you build, whether it be with the individuals, with my staff, and just letting people know that they're valued. All of it matters. If you're looking for a rewarding job, coming to work at AIM is going to be one of the most rewarding things you can ever do. When I first started, I had absolutely zero experience, but I had some good people helping me and training me and making sure that I knew what I needed to know. So rewarding at the end of the day.
We've got Kate Duvall on the other line. We're going to talk with her. I know you and Kate got a great friendship as well.
Yes, we actually got hired together.
Well, thank you again for all you do and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You're listening to Star Radio and the Sunday Jazz Brunch. I'm Walt Adams on The Power of Potential. We're talking with a couple of regional managers at AIM Services, and now let's switch lines to Kate Duvall. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Kate, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for your dedication and hard work. I understand Charity and you have gotten to be good friends while working at AIM together.
Yes, we were friends prior to, but throughout the years our friendship has grown, and we've definitely made other friends within the agency. I'm a residential manager for two programs right now. So basically I oversee all of the individual's care plans, staffing, anything that has to do with the individual's daily lives, ensuring that their needs are met, their goals are met, and seeing the smiles on the individual's faces and them being able to travel and go places. A group of us went to Disney World for a few days. Just being able to see them grow and being able to be part of their community and go out and do things that they enjoy doing.
I know recently there was a holiday tea that had to be virtual.
Yes. We put up the virtual on the TV. We were singing and dancing. One of the houses actually did their full Christmas that day, so that was fun. Special dinner, and it was a great time, and being able to laugh and joke and not have to worry about COVID and just right. Made the night much better.
I'll bet. So, Kate, what makes it so meaningful for you to come to work every day at AIM Services?
Well, it's a great place to work. It's more of a family atmosphere. Teamwork, everybody works together. I mean, the most joy is, you know, spending time with the individuals and getting to know them. Looking at the individual as a person rather than their disabilities and being able to support them through challenges and just through life. Being able to see them mature and grow and get jobs in the community and be able to have friends in the community and just being accepted.
Thank you again so much for all that you do, and thanks for being a part of the program and continued success with AIM Services.
You're welcome.
Our special guests, Kate Duvall and Charity Bosford. New year, new career. For more information on how to join the AIM team or the services that they provide, go to aimservicesinc.org for the power of potential.